Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
We absolutely have to get Jonas Brothers tickets.
I fell. How are they going to have time to do 5 albums?
I don't know. I kept seeing that on TikTok and wondering that. Now we're going to find out because I'm going.
We need to go. Will I get tickets on Friday?
Yeah, we'll be getting for Mark and Keane as well. We'll double date.
Yeah.
Would Keane go?
I'd say Keane would rather bash on head in, but I'll ask him anyway.
Yeah.
I feel. Wait, is Nick going to... I hope Nick does the...
Red dress.
No, but are they going to do their own like little solo sections? Have you seen that in the TikTok clips? Where they
no.
do like Joe sang Jealous at one point. Like, or
oh,
Nick's
yeah,
come
yeah,
out and
yeah,
sang
yeah.
Jealous. I need it, like, yeah. I need it more than I need air to breathe.
And I just want to see them. They look like good buzz.
It's like the second last night of the tour as well.
All right.
Oh, okay, we need to go. We yeah. need to be there.
Yeah.
Would they let us interview
Ticketmaster
them?
Ticketmaster has way too much of my money.
But I think they're doing something in America that it's like, I think Ticketmaster is going to be broken up. So.
Broken up?
Revenge is sweet. Like the group like is going to be
Sorry.
Taken apart. Ticketmaster's going down, basically.
And they're just going to make it a better service?
Well, hopefully, yeah. Please God.
About time. It's getting worse with age.
Yeah, truly.
Somehow.
Like me and you.
This isn't a Ticketmaster episode. No.
This isn't a Ticketmaster episode, but
I'm
you are.
I'm 29 feeling fine.
But you are listening to Bandwagons. Right, breed. Fuck.
By the time this comes out from when we record.
Oh, sorry. I will. I'll be so. Oh.
You're 27 now. You'll be 28.
Awful. Awful. Sorry to the 28-year-olds out there. I know what aging
We're
is
in
privilege.
Late,
blah, blah, blah.
Late
whatever.
20s.
I hate that. I hate it so much. I hate the pandemic. Somehow this is the pandemic's fault.
It is, yeah. We missed our mid-20s.
So irritating. So very, very irritating. Mm. But anyway. Yes, I'm Fionnuala Jones. This is Breed Brown. This is Bandwagons. You are very welcome back. And I will be a year older by the time this is out. We are recording a little bit ahead of schedule because I'm going to All Together Now.
Is
Let's
it your
hope
birthday?
It doesn't rain
be there for, your birthday?
For the whole weekend. No, it'll be my birthday just when I'm back.
Okay.
So,
any plans for that?
Me and Cian are going for dinner in a Mexican restaurant in Nall that is
Nall?
Called. Yeah, it's like I was like, let's get a taxi, but a taxi would be like. Literally 50 euro and we live in Dublin, right? And we're on the north side. I was like, how much could a taxi be? $2? I'm like that clip from everyone in Arrested Development. But it got really good reviews. La Cochina Cuevas.
Okay.
It got a really good write-up in the Sunday Times recently by my faves, the Gastro Gays.
Oh, yeah.
And I would trust them with my life. But I've been wanting to go for a while because I've heard good things and I like a good Mexican, I like a good margarita. But it's just out in this, like, they have a farm out there in Nall. So
yeah.
It's all...
They have farms in Nall.
A lot of their own...
Farms in Nall.
A lot of their own produce, but, like, the food just looks
class.
Incredible.
Mm.
So we're doing dinner for that. And I think, what did I ask for my birthday? I asked Cian for some half magic makeup.
Okay.
The Euphoria, your one from the Euphoria. your one from the Euphoria. Donny Davy, your one who does the makeup for Euphoria, yeah. launched her own makeup line, and she has these like liquid eye paints. So I got a set of them. I'm getting a new tripod and pastries from Bread 41.
Oh, very nice. Very practical
and
gift.
That's it, yeah. I'm so bad at picking birthday presents.
Well, yeah, you're not... Traditionally, I don't think you're supposed to pick your own birthday presents.
I know, but like, you know, like giving people ideas of what I want, you know? So I don't know.
Can I recommend a Wrexham jersey?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Though I do like it. Well, definitely not now that they've changed the sponsor and it's Mank.
But I tell you what I got, Mark...
Yeah. So, oh, yeah, because it was Mark's birthday very recently.
Mark's birthday
as well.
Was 4 days before mine.
What's the age difference between you again?
In 361 days.
Okay.
He's the same age.
361 days. Well, no, he's a little bit older than me because I'm the 8th. And
yeah,
he's
like 2 weeks older than you or whatever.
Cool. Not a competition, Mark, whatever.
But we were in America and we were like walking down like basically like Michigan Ave, which is the Grafton Street of Chicago, like a huge, big city. And this big, like, 6-foot-tall guy came running down in like basketball shorts and like a tank top, just screaming, "I can beat him, coach! I can beat him, coach!" And we thought it was the best thing ever. Like, he was iconic. So I got Mark, he's going to run a half marathon in September. So I got him a high-vis, and on the back it says, "I can beat him, coach." And it has like a muscle man on it, like an outline or whatever. And he opened it and he was like, "I don't want this." He was like, "I'm not going to wear this." He was like, "We have not stopped talking about how crazy that man seemed since we saw him." And he was like, "And you think I'm going to be that man around here?"
Yeah, I'm going to be that man anymore.
So, like, he didn't like the presents I got him either.
Perfect. Okay. Brilliant.
But, yeah.
Who needs to like presents? Overrated.
I didn't just get him a high vis. I got him.
What a high vis!
I was on this like custom. I was getting him like custom. Like work tops for work. So I got them like sports tops with his logo on it.
Yeah.
And on the same site, like there was like a bigger discount the more you spent, which like gets me every time. So I just kept adding things in. And that was just one of them, the high-vis one. But it was the first thing he opened. He was like, "Why did you get me this?"
You are the 2E, I swear to God.
don't know each other at all.
Don't, yeah, truly. So yeah, here we are. We're talking about immigration as requested by...
Someone asked us our advice the other day.
Someone asked us our advice, but someone actually recommended it as a topic a couple of weeks ago. And I'm pretty sure I mentioned this on Patreon as well. I cannot remember your name or your username, but thank you for sending that in. We are always taking suggestions. We won't always take them, but...
Yeah, some of them are bad.
Are we? But we will always like physically take them, but will we actually do them? No. But I thought this was a good idea because it is a bandwagon that people have been firmly on for the last 5 years because Ireland is in the bin, isn't it?
Yeah, we
probably disagree.
Probably should have got a guest on for this because it's sweet. Neither of us have experience with this.
Well, Keane immigrated for a year.
So did Mark.
Keane was desperate. Oh, yeah. So Mark went to Oz. What did he think of Oz?
Mark went to Oz and COVID
hit.
When did he go then? He went like 2019 or something. COVID hit. He came back for a break during COVID and was supposed to go back and travel around New Zealand after COVID, but he came back and met me. So like he's never...
Much better than New Zealand.
Completed that loop in his head.
Yeah.
He got his phone the other day and he was Googling how to join the army. I think he just wants to be able to go away for a while. I was like, "You're not joining the army." And he was like, "Oh, I was just wondering, like..." I was like, "You'd have to go to like Lebanon for like months at a time." And he was
just
like,
"Book a holiday." Like.
I think he just wants to like emigrate but has an excuse.
No. Emigrate with purpose. What did he think of Oz?
He really liked Oz, but then there was like certain parts. He had to do his farm work out in the middle of nowhere and like lived in a shack on his own in the outback. And then we found that quite lonely, I think. And there was like mice and like snakes and stuff and it was like not ideal. But like I think he did really like, I think he was in Melbourne and he really liked Melbourne. But I don't know.
Why did he want to go in the first place?
He's lived in Canada before. He emigrated to Canada.
Oh, okay.
Straight out of school or college. I'm not really sure because he's kind of overlapped with like ex-girlfriends, so I try not to listen too hard about
it. So you just black it out.
Blah, 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 blah. He went to Canada and came back. Didn't love that. That wasn't a great experience. And then...
Didn't like Canada or just...
It just wasn't a great time for him to be away from home.
Okay, yeah, fair. Yeah, yeah.
I think. And then came back and then went... Like came back single and then went to like Australia And there was a whole like relationship tied up in that.
Right, okay.
As well. So that was kind of complicated. And then he came back and met me. So like every time he's so emigrated. You're like,
come here and stay safe in my bosom in Gori.
Yeah, pretty much.
But nothing like bad ever happens to you in Gori.
He likes the idea of being away, but I think he actually is a home bird. I think he just gets like restless.
Okay.
Because I think if he actually wanted to pick up and leave and live somewhere else, he'd hate it.
Yeah. But,
like the idea of living somewhere exotic really appeals to him until he actually does it. And then he's like, no, I'd rather be home now.
Why did you never emigrate?
I am a very anxious traveller. I'm a horrible person to travel abroad with.
Yeah.
You can attest.
I know that's right.
You can attest to that. Unless I'm on some sort of substance.
Yeah.
I'm not. I'm just too anxious. Ash would probably fucking attest to that as well.
Shout out Dr. Ash.
Dr. Ash. So I just, the whole idea of being away, even when we were in America, I was like, I'm so like nervous to even like order a coffee in a shop because I'm like, they're not going to understand me. They're like, there's like a, I feel a real disconnect.
With the other places.
A real culture clash with other countries.
Yeah.
Where I'm just like, I don't fit in here. Like, I don't really know what I'm doing here. I don't feel like at ease here. Mm. It doesn't sit with me. I don't know. I just don't know why. It's just not me. And I think even like when I was dating in Dublin and stuff, I always thought I wanted like a boy from somewhere else.
Mm.
But I actually think when I went on a date with Mark, he was the only person from Gori I went on a date with. And because we'd had the same upbringing in the same area, I actually vibed better with that.
Because you shared that experience.
Yeah. We have like common childhoods or whatever. We had like a lot in common and we knew certain people that we could talk about. And it wasn't like, you weren't trying to explain everything to each other. Do you know what I mean? I think it's that on a grander scale where I like being comfortable.
Mm. That's fair. Like, a lot of people do it.
This is like therapy. I'm trying to talk it out here.
I was the same. Why did you? Yeah. A part of me wishes I'd done like London or something or like Canada just to see. I wonder how beneficial it would have been to me.
Mm.
Would it have been to me for work? And a part of me worries if it's like too late or how I could feasibly do it now.
I'm like that now.
I know a lot of people do. Like you have like specifically in our industry, obviously, like you'd have people who, you know, they like they live in London for a year and they're like, I don't know. You'd see like I've seen people like, you know, Tara Kumar's moved over recently and she's having such massive success over in London and I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's just like the house was such a priority for me that I'm like, ugh. But I am also, for me, and I know this sounds, every time I say it out loud, I'm like, I know it sounds ridiculous and I don't mean, like, I'm not equating moving from Cork to Dublin to like moving to a foreign country, obviously. But for me, that was...
You're as like, far away as like fucking I would be in London for my family. Like.
Yeah, like for me, that kind of was my move because, I don't know, leaving home and like a lot of my other friends didn't leave or they didn't leave as permanently or as long. And I found the transition initially like quite difficult. Like I suppose I didn't really settle until like well after college in that regard. Some part of me was like, it never felt like home. I don't know, probably until I met Keane. When even then, not really until after me and Keane were kind of like settled and that kind of jazz. It just felt like a place that I was.
Yeah.
Like even staying up on weekends just felt very strange. But yeah, I suppose I just had no mad desire. And like I had romanticised Dublin a lot. Like I loved when I used to go for concerts or whatever. When I remember I have such a specific memory of like coming up to, sorry, we keep referencing Dr. Ash, who is our friend. And I remember, like, I had met
her.
You
might know her from the coronavirus episode, yeah, which she's wants, begging which, us to take
she
down.
She wants a race from history, but look, it was a moment in time, girls, am I right? But anyway, she was obviously from Dublin and lived in Dublin, and we'd met at, like, a summer camp for nerds, essentially, during one of the summers, and, like, we became really good friends. I remember coming up and staying with her and going out on nights out, like, after the leaving and stuff, and I just remember even, like, getting dropped up and feeling like Dublin is, like, the centre of the universe.
It's just independence, so, I think.
I think it is, and just seeing it with those eyes.
Yeah.
But it's so funny as you get older, like, even where me and Cian live now, I remember driving kind of through there before, or through parts of there, and being like, oh, like, it's so funny, like, kind of the back arse of nowhere, like, I'm passing all these industrial sites, being like, oh my God, there's, like, so much happening here, and now I drive through it every day, and it's just, like, to think back to those moments when you did drive through here and thought other things, it's very strange, is the only way I could say, or, like, it's just weird, but anyway, I suppose that was the thing for me. But then you see people who, I don't know if you follow Laura Kennedy on social media. She's like a writer. She's a really good Substack, okay. which I will link. Hopefully I will remember to do that. But when I'm editing the video, surely I will. But I link her socials and I link her Substack. She's a really good writer. And she's actually emigrating to Australia. And she's in her like 30s. Mm. So she's going with her partner. And they're emigrating to Australia. She's from Ireland, but they've lived in London for ages. I think her partner's from London. Forgive me if I'm wrong there, but like they never, I read her piece on why they decided to emigrate kind of or whatever. And they just talked about how like the partner was never really, like didn't really like London, even though I grew up there, just like not a fan. She took a long time to settle there or whatever. And I suppose they're just like finding, they kind of want to change.
Yeah.
So they're going to Oz, which I think is like, in like, I was going to say like, I don't know, like you never hear of it, which is why I was about to describe it as crazy, but it's not crazy because it's just like, if they can and they want to, why wouldn't they?
Yeah.
You know? But it's also just a thing of like, I think we see emigrating as like a young person thing, but yeah. I suppose it's really not. Totally depends on your circumstance.
We do. Me and Mark talk about it sometimes and it's like absolutely probably never going to happen. But like we have nothing tying us here. Like we've no financial burdens. We don't have like a mortgage or like a lease or anything that we're like have to be here or like crazy bills or like Mark's business is mostly online now. The only thing keeping us here is like the help from our family with
Nora.
Like I was like, we could absolutely just up and leave and fucking live somewhere else for a few months if we wanted to. But like how, like, I don't know how we'd get by without our immediate families helping us like raise Nora, look after Nora that way. Do you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, well, it's Nora that's keeping us here, I suppose.
Well, and that's the thing as well.
Like, how do you rip her away from like everything she's ever known?
Yeah. And the community, I don't know.
Yeah.
But like I have so many, like the majority of my friends are in Canada or Australia now, like, and it's, and they love it.
Yeah.
And when Keane was in Canada, he loved it.
Mm.
And when I went to visit him in Canada, I was like, if I could move, like, and again, obviously I was only there for like 2 weeks or whatever, but I was like, I could, if I had done it at that time, I didn't, obviously, because I like, and it was different for Keane. We'd both just lost jobs because we were working in the same place. And Keane had always kind of wanted to, and then him losing the job, he was like, right, okay, fuck it, we'll give it a go. But when I'd gotten the job in Daily Edge at that point and I loved that job. So I was like, right, I'm not gonna... And also, we weren't together that long. So yeah. I was like, fuck, it's a different kettle of fish if like we were together here. Like, not yeah. being, and that was our whole thing with like kind of doing long distance as well. I was like, well, yeah. And I was like, thank God it fucking didn't happen. Touch wood. But like, imagine we were both over in Canada and God forbid something happened. And I know that happens all the time and the world does go on. It's not the end of the world, but like, it's still a tricky situation. And I was like, not one that I wanted to get myself into.
Yeah.
Personally, but yeah, they're loving it. I'm going over to visit my friend who's emigrated to Australia at the end of this year. Yeah. I'm going over to visit a friend of the podcast, Cormac.
Seems like every second person we've ever known is either in Australia or Canada.
The majority, like... It's the majority of my group is away now at home and in like all of my college friends are away between London, Canada, Oz. Another one of my friends, Steph, is moving to Canada imminently within the next 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah.
And she's joining two friends that we have over there already. Like it's just sad, very sad.
Yeah.
But I also like, I can under, why do you think people emigrate? Like why about Ireland isn't keeping us here?
It's the housing.
Yeah.
Inflation.
Yeah.
The cost of everything. The weather is a huge one. Like I think if it was sunny here all year round, people wouldn't want to leave.
Mm.
Like this is like fucking Hawaii in the fucking sun. Do you know what I mean? Like it's as good as Bali or along the coast.
Just then when you have a July, when you have the wettest July on record, like you know what I mean? Which we've just had.
Yeah. And you're facing into the winter without really having had a summer.
Yeah.
Like what is the optimism there? Where is the optimism there? I don't know. Just like for the experience of it. Like my brother went to, where did he go? Doha.
Okay.
For.
That is not a place that would appeal to me at all.
No.
At all.
Yeah. I think he just wanted to do it just to try something.
Yeah.
So which is fair. He went to Doha for a couple of months and he was supposed to stay for a year and came back, went in September and came back at Christmas and was just like, no. Like, and like rang us like the day he got there and was just like, no. Like, not for me, not happening. Because of the culture. The culture is, like, totally bizarre over there. Like, it's... Like, I don't know, but it's, like, a whole other... Bizarre,
but, yeah, just, like, totally different.
Compared to what he was coming from, like,
yeah.
It's just, like, something he could not... Like, if you go to Canada or whatever, you go to Australia, like, you can find bits of home
similarities
there.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But I think Doha was just such a big jump
yeah.
from what he knew. that he just was like, no, not for me, and came back. And a lot of, like, the guys he went over with are still there. And I think he's glad he did it. I think he's glad he came back. Because there's no regrets either way, you know?
Yeah.
What else? Why else do people go? People, I just don't know. Like, fucking Ireland's gone to the dogs, hasn't it?
Kind of, yeah.
But they're getting too fucking grim about it.
Yeah. It's really hard, like, find it kind of hard to, like, not justify, like, obviously love the house and we worked so hard for it, but, like, in some ways I'm, like, it's such a different place, even when I did come, like, I don't think it's incorrect to be, like, as much as I was looking at the city with, like, rose-tinted glasses, not that it was, like, a perfect city when I was visiting when I was 18, 19, but in some, it's changed so much even since when we were in college, like, and...
Even with the, like,
even within the last three, like, the pandemic did not help either, like...
And, like, all the fucking... We won't talk about the news at the minute, but, like...
I know, but the crime... Yeah, like, the crime and everything. Like, insane. And crime's not even... Like, the violence. Like, let's get specific. It's the violence, like... Yeah.
Could you ever see yourselves packing up and, like, moving out of the city at some stage
We were only talking about it recently. Kane said he'd love to. And I'm like, okay, but we've bought in, like, a very residential area.
Yeah, but that's, like, you could always, like...
The only thing is, I'd be very interested. There's a part of me that's like, but what would I do about making friends? And it's like, well, okay, Fionnuala, but half your friends live in Cork. You live here in Wexford. We're recording from Wexford. The patrons know because they're watching the video. Patreon.com/bandwagons.
Yeah.
The rest of them are abroad, as I've just mentioned. Like, there's very few of my friends left in Dublin. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like, okay, but you'd be starting from scratch really anyway. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
It is tough, but
the only thing is, like, because I grew up rurally, I would in a heartbeat. But then there's all the other issues where, like, the rural Ireland isn't supported either. There's no fucking public transport. There's no fucking good, like, decent internet.
There's no Mac delivery in Gorey.
No.
Get on that, please. That's the only thing.
When we were actually down in Galway for that, the weekend away that I did with my friends there recently, we went to look, because one of the nights we were just going to eat in, whatever, we went to look up, like, what we could get delivered. And it was, like, one thing. I was like, this is a fay worse than death.
Yeah. It is, yeah. I found
that's city privilege. That's my city privilege talking, but, yeah.
Like, I grew up here and it's still, like, tricky to kind of find a group of friends to slip back into. It's not the same. Like, you have your... Like, I had friends that I had here before I left, but it's not... You can't just, like... It's not as seamless anymore to, like, slip in and make friends or, like, reconnect with people.
But then I wonder, is that just getting older as well?
Yeah, it is.
You know what I mean? It's that thing that everyone says. It's like everyone kind of starts going on with their lives and stuff. And I'm feeling that happen to me now. And I'm, like, I'm internally screaming extra loud now because I'm like, fuck. I feel like I'm just, like, gripping on. But also my life is changing so much either. Like, I'm not seeing...
That's it. Everyone's having their mega changes. Like, I am really good friends with people now who if I hadn't had Nora, like, I don't think we'd be as close. And it's like those life changes or, like, you know, like getting into, like, the whole, like, meditation and, like, moon circles and women's gatherings and stuff like that. Like,
wellness,
you meet a whole, like, group of people who are, like, having similar thoughts and experiences as you that you, like, wouldn't have met them if you hadn't have been going through that yourself. Do you know what I mean? Like, and that could happen to me anywhere. Like, you could grow out of the group or people you're around just based on what you're physically and mentally going through.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily location that'll do that as well.
Yeah.
You're getting a bit existential.
Kind of, yeah. Fuck this. Yeah, I don't know. It's just a lot to think about, like. I just fucking hate getting older. Like, there's...
I know.
I mean, I don't know. I just... It's not that I hate getting... Well, it is that I hate getting old. I think it's just that I hate change.
Yeah.
But obviously things can't stay the same either. You know what I mean? Like, I do get it. But then I do wonder, like, how my life would be different had was everyone still in Dublin, or what my life would be like if I'd stayed in Cork.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of way. Like, it's, you can't help but...
Or what your life would look like in 20 years.
Or what it may look like. But yeah. Or what my life would look like if I had emigrated. You know, that way. Like, it's, I don't know.
Sliding doors,
yeah.
59,000, nearly 60,000 people emigrated from Ireland last year.
It's crazy, like.
Compared to 54,000 the year before in 2021. So it's a 10% increase.
That's fucking nuts. And I would say it's going to be
higher again this year, definitely.
Because the housing thing is not getting any better. Like,
no.
Crazy house prices having a field day. Like, he's just like
this is a crazy... Never end.
Not that he's having a field day. He's a very good resource and very outspoken against it. Like, but it's just like, you'd at some point wonder, like, how are the ads getting worse? Like, for for renting things. And it's like, no, like here's a bed and a cupboard. It's like, all right, perfect.
Yeah.
And like, that's the thing. Like I speak from a huge place of privilege where it's like, I was able to buy an afford in Dublin. Like not being funny, I'm sure there are a lot of people who didn't want to, like, we're talking a lot about immigration as a choice, but I'm sure a lot of people didn't have a choice and were like, okay,
it's hard, especially like for the likes of Keane or like maybe his group who grew up in like pretty much Dublin City, like, and didn't, it's probably as scary to picture moving down the country as it is to emigrate. You know what I mean? Because it's such a different...
To be priced out, like, yeah.
Yeah. Like, you'd probably nearly be better off living in a city in fucking Australia than moving to fucking Offaly from Artane. Do you know what I mean?
Well, that was the thing. And Cian shared a gaff with two others. And I can't remember how much he paid, but, like, it was incomparable to, like, what you'd pay in Dublin, like.
Yeah.
And now I will say, I think Australia is having a bit of a banger at the minute in terms of its like rental, housing supply, shit like that. But
they have the sun.
They do have the sun, yeah.
This is so depressing. Everyone's going to want to leave when we do this.
I feel like Australia is also kind of expensive, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like...
Yeah, but isn't it kind of evened out by the wages? That's what Mark said.
Potentially, yeah. Well, that's the thing. We don't pay people what they're fucking worth. They're
things are going up and the wages are not going up.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't listen to this if you're fucking depressed, because that's not going to make you feel better.
We have loads of other funnier content over on patreon.com/bandwagons if you want to get in on that.
Funny story.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Yeah, we did ask for your funny, horror, nice immigration stories, and we got a few in. So will we kick off? Do you want to go first, or will I? You go first then.
Okay. Hi, Wagons. Firstly, so glad you're back. I'm going to keep all these anonymous because that's just how we do things.
Yes, yeah. Everything's anonymous.
Now, I don't know if you'll count this as an immigration story or a lies you tell to get a job story. It's a bit of both. If you have lies that you told to get a job story, please send them in as well.
Oh, yeah, please.
Absolutely,
that's
always accepting
episode.
Them.
Yeah.
Now, this might be a bit long, but let me set the scene. Melbourne, June 2020, just set a lockdown 1.0, desperate to get a job. I'm a primary school teacher, by the way. Now, I didn't just want a job. I wanted a job where they'd sponsor my visa to avoid the horrific farm work they make people do over here. So the stakes were high. I'd heard from college friends that how to get sponsored is to go to a Catholic school. They've all the money, which is exactly what I did. I might have slightly embellished, there's like sparkly emojis around embellished, the truth about my own Catholicism, really played the good Irish Catholic card. Being Catholic is part of my identity having grown up in Ireland. Direct quote from the interview. Got the job, thought no more of it. I am not a practicing Catholic, nor have I been since primary school. In fact, I quite dislike the whole Catholicism thing. Well, fuck me, it came back to bite me in a big way. I have ended up planning masses and multiple prayer services, distributing ashes to the whole school for Ash Wednesday. They gifted me a CD of hymns for my car to listen to if I get homesick.
Tunes.
If I get homesick.
Tunes.
The bishop came to visit, so we had a morning tea and they gave me a special seat to be beside the bishop. Most awkward half hour of my life. Got out of their way to introduce me to any priests that enter the premises, of which there have been many. It's been 3 years. I'm still living the lie. I'm in too deep at this stage now. The first mass they made me write, I left out an entire blessing before communion bit, and the priest who said the service pulled me aside after, and I had to pretend I left that page at the printer. I had to Google how to write mass. What goes in a mass? I'm not a feckin' priest. How did they expect me to be able to write it?
Yeah, well, that is kind of nuts.
It is. Anyway, Irish people tell all sorts of lies to get jobs and shit over here. Luckily, the Aussies are easy to fool. God bless. then there's a name, but I'll leave it out. Just in case you get sacked by the priest.
If you had to talk to a bishop right now, what would you talk about?
I'd be like, listen here, I have a fucking bone to pick with you. That's how I won't go into any more detail.
Oh,
I wouldn't be good.
I'd be like, so what do you think about The Bear? Do you watch
it? Disney Plus.
Are bishops allowed of Disney Plus?
Probably not.
Get in touch. Bandwagonspodcast@gmail.com.
No.
If you are a bishop.
I think I honestly, genuinely think I'd rather do the farm work than have to fucking pretend to be a Catholic for 3 years.
Cormac had to do the farm work. I wish I'd asked him how that went. I don't know if we got any farm work stories, but anyway, if you do have any more, let us know. We might include them at another point. Hi girls, love the pod. It saves me on my drives from Galway to Derry. Short and sweet one here. My brother lives in Australia and knows a lad from Down who emigrated to Australia and had the standard leaving party piss up. He landed in Australia, walked out to arrivals, turned around and walked into departures and flew straight home again. He was home that early that the lads were still on the piss from his leaving party and he got christened with the nickname Boomerang.
That can't be real. That can't be real.
Was it just like he got off the plane and then got the bat, like the you know that wall of heat you get when you get off the plane, and he was just like, not for me.
Yeah.
Not for me.
I don't know. There must have been some serious soul searching going on that flight over. But Dubai to fucking Australian leg.
Yeah, whatever about anywhere else, right? Canada, 8 hours. Again, long flight, but like you'd manage it.
Yeah.
Dubai or fucking any of the rest of them, like you need to know whether you're going, because that's a fucking long, expensive flight.
Yeah.
You know,
I know there's a girl I know of her from the town. I don't think this is going to give anything away, because this has probably happened in every single town in Ireland. But there was definitely a whole like hullabaloo song and dance going away. Like, I'm leaving, I'm emigrating to Australia. And literally within max 3 months, she was back walking around.
We have loads of stories like that of people who had leaving parties.
Went with kids and stuff, like, I think.
Okay.
And came back. And I'm just, I'd love to know the details, but.
You're just so nosy.
yeah, no. Would you not know? No, there was like,
yeah, I suppose
everyone
would,
was
yeah,
like,
yeah,
gonna miss you, my best friend, like, gonna miss you so much. And then all of a sudden, back, not a peep. No one was like,
yeah.
And there was like a whole, like, you know, when they come home and surprise people, like, you surprise your mom and all because you're back and all. But like they were gone maybe 6 weeks. Like, it's just,
okay, yeah.
I was just like, I just want to know what happened, because there's no way they were planning on coming back that soon. But then it's people, the shot's not for some
people.
You
know what I mean? Yeah, you get out there and you're like, Mark reckons so much,
because he's done it twice, that the first 3 months are absolute, like, you're going to feel like shit, you're going to hate
horrific,
it.
Horrific, yeah.
And once you push past the 3 month mark, then you can actually, you've pushed past whatever, like, you start to feel like you belong there or whatever.
You should be kind of, yeah, you're probably in some semblance of a routine at that point.
Yeah,
or like,
and you start to enjoy it and like kind of get into the flow of things. But at first it's probably just like culture shock or whatever.
Mm.
But yeah, that's what he reckoned. So the subject line of this is, that time you puke everywhere your first week at a foreign school.
Perfect.
Funny immigration stories. This is my moment. The year is 2008. I was 13 or 14. And I just moved abroad to Spain. How nice. Imagine.
Ooh, is this Hilaria Baldwin?
It's my second day. It's my second day of school. Public Spanish school, I should add. And I couldn't speak a lick at the time. Anyway, I sit in my chair and look around the class and wave. And a wave of nerves comes over me. So what do? I projectile vomit everywhere. Ramon, the most gorgeous boy in class, leaps up from his chair saying, Amber, she has been sick, and runs to get kitchen roll and a mop. I don't remember much after that, and I can still taste the banana. That's why I know. But that's my story. I somehow went back to the school and lasted another 2 years, maybe not understanding that they were saying those first few months. Maybe not understanding what they were saying those first few months was a blessing. That's my funny, if I can survive that, I can survive anything emigration story.
Yeah, 100%. That's the one time where a language barrier is actually useful.
Yeah, it's like, I don't want to know what you're saying about me.
It's fine. Hi, gals. This feels full circle because I actually used to listen to you two guys on the metro while I lived in Paris.
Hmm.
You two were the soundtrack to my journey across the busiest metro line in the city in 35 degree heat, carrying 2 suitcases and a double duvet to my new apartment. I'm going to be honest, that sounds like hell on earth, but I'm glad, I hope we made it slightly better. Anyway, I don't know if these are any good to you, but I studied languages in college, so I had to go on Erasmus to Spain and worked at a uni in Paris when I graduated. Obviously, this isn't too far from home, but the cultural differences certainly are. First up, kissing. Everyone knows the French stereotype of a kiss on each cheek, but this happens in Spain and Italy too. When I went to Spain on Erasmus, I found kissing everyone in the room when you walked into a session weird at first, but soon got used to it. This meant I was ready for level two, kissing people from the south of France. Here, they kiss 4 to 5 times. Aux, but it was a natural progression from a kiss on each cheek. What's an extra two? I was a pro. Cue level three, kissing Italians. Until now, I had mastered kissing everyone at pre-drinks and knew to start with the right cheek. Then I was introduced to an Italian, and as customary, leaned in for a kiss on the right cheek. Unbeknownst to me, in Italy, they kiss on the left first. We ended up kissing on the lips. And it was incredibly awkward, but not as awkward as my own bonus level, attempting to lob the gob on the bank manager. Oh my God. When it came time to put sangria down and finally do adult things like open a bank account, I took the cultural knowledge I'd learned from my early days in Spain, in brackets, drinking 40 cent cartons of red wine in an Austrian's apartment, and applied it to this new context. When I met the manager who shook my hand, I leaned in for a kiss. He visibly recoiled and I still shudder at the thoughts of it.
You don't do that in a formal setting, I'd imagine.
Somehow, it gets worse. At the very posh uni I worked at in Paris, we were all invited to a colleague's leaving do. I showed up in my striped t-shirt with a yellow iron-on love heart patch, jeans and sandals. Everyone else was dressed at the smarter end of casual and I looked like a toddler lost in KPMG. I was incredibly awkward at this stage as I politely accepted champagne and mini hors d'oeuvres while desperately scanning the room for someone to talk to. Finally, a man with a handkerchief in his suit pocket asked me what department I worked in and I explained that I worked for the English department but studied French and Spanish at uni. He was delighted at this and told me he was the head of the Spanish department and explained that it was great to know that they could call on me if they needed some help. They must have been short of a few teachers because he was so overjoyed at my speaking Spanish that he clenched his fist in excitement which I misread as his desire to seal the deal with a fist bump. So I fist bumped him. He wasn't a bit impressed and I cemented my reputation as the least cultured in the room. This is super long, so apologise. Keep up the great work. Love the pod. Oh my God, yeah, that's not great.
My granny used to get Spanish students all the time and we'd be like little kids and they'd come in and like kiss you on the cheek and we would just be like little Irish fucking... from the Catholic primary school, like, get away from me.
That is so crazy, though. What are you kissing me for?
Yeah.
Get away. I think we had a few short ones in the box. There'll be a few DMs. Do you want to go first?
Yeah. Not quite an emigration story, but my Italian work friend says it drives her mad when Irish people say, come here, when they tell a story or talking, as in when it's used in context, she's like, go where? I'm already here. Where do you want me to go? Another friend used to get confused if I said your man or your one. She was initially always like, I don't have a man. Also, when I moved away, did the Irish stereotypical thing in Vancouver and hung out with other Irish people. But in the States, I ventured out more and became friends with locals and actual Americans that I'm still friends with to this very day. Moving anywhere is tough, but definitely worth it in the end. And you learn so much about yourself. Also worth mentioning that many foreign people would say that Irish people are friendly but hard to become friends with. As in, when you meet them, they are polite, helpful, but to dig deeper and become genuinely friends with them, it takes a lot longer compared to other nationalities. I agree, depending on where someone is from in Ireland, but what are your gals' thoughts on this?
I actually think that's true. I think we are like, we're kind of like arm's length. But I think I know for myself, it's something that I wish I was like... I feel like I'm very friendly, but like to actually be friends with, I don't know if I'm to initiate a friendship with. I'm not very good at doing it. And I feel like then I have kind of a wall up for other people. I don't know.
Do you think there's an element of distrust with you though, because you've kind of got a profile and you're like, do they want to be friends with me or do they want to be like,
no,
on my Instagram?
Not. I don't feel like that at all. No.
Good. Yeah, that's good. Great.
Perfect. But now it's in my head. Great. Perfect.
I would totally be like that.
But it's such an Irish, to go back to that, what that person was saying, it's such an Irish stereotype as well. But like, unfortunately, it is kind of a bit true where it's like, again, not for everyone, this massive generalization, but like, you know, like we don't say anything, we don't share.
We're very
insular. Like, yeah. We're great crack. You want to talk to us about our feelings, babe? No,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, that's so true.
But I can understand that, especially being Irish abroad, that being even heightened again, because it's like,
yeah,
well, people, I don't fucking know you. I didn't grow up. You know what I mean?
Like, why are you asking me that?
Yeah.
Why are you asking her da?
He doesn't. Yeah, someone wrote in with a similar thing to you about that person with the going away party. A girl who made a big song and dance about going to Australia and never coming back, but was home within a few months because she couldn't handle the heat. What was she expecting? Although I suspect there was more to it than she lets on. Yeah, probably. Which, again...
Like, some people... just like, it must be so hard when you're like, I'm having a going away party, I'm leaving, I'm going, bye, bye, bye. And then you get there and you're like, oh, fuck, now I have to go home.
But like,
and everyone's going to be like, why is she home?
But like, some people in the question box are saying they made loads of money in the cards, like, so it can't be that bad.
That's bad. That's bad out.
My friend emigrated to Canada with the wrong visa. They sent her straight home because she was planning on staying with holiday visa and didn't understand the difference. She now lives in awfully desperate.
That is ridiculous.
That's bad. Shout out awfully.
That is ridiculous.
I love Tullamore.
Have you ever heard that episode of Off Menu with Kerry Godleyman?
No, who the hell is that?
You know the comedian. You definitely know her.
No.
She's blonde.
I don't think so.
You would know her face. She's huge. Like,
okay.
Kerry Godleyman. But it's so funny. She talks about, like, she was planning on bringing her kids to America and, like, didn't realise you'd need visas or whatever. And, like, gets to the airport and they're like, have you got visas? And she's like, no, well, no. Like, and then all her kids are like, are we not going to America, mummy? And she was like, well, it would seem not.
Mummy, mummy, are we going to America?
It's so funny. She tells it way funnier than I do.
I thought I had more replies on my own page, but I don't think I do. No, that was it. Any other thoughts? Immigrating? I kind of want to do it now, now that I've talked out loud, which just seems so...
takes a certain type of personality. And
I think having kids makes it obviously exponentially more difficult as well. But like, not
But so does owning a house. Like,
yeah.
Without selling the house, how do you go?
Yeah.
It's the same. Like, a lifelong commitment is a lifelong commitment.
Mm.
Wherever you are in the world. We were talking about getting a camper van and doing the Ring of Kerry. But I would fucking hate that. Camper van.
Well, I actually think you'd kind of like it.
Shitting in a bucket.
Well, you could get a posh one.
Yeah, but then it's like,
again,
it's as expensive as.
You could just go down and staying in a hotel. Like, cycle it, you know what I mean? Like, just
with the baby. Yeah.
Or you want to do it with Nora.
Like, life happens with Nora, do you know, generally?
Yeah, true.
We did
Nora's
price.
Very demanding. Have you ever brought that up with her?
We did price a camper van, and it's actually, as they say, it's like per night, it's like €200. Which is the same as just staying in a hotel. Like,
yeah.
it only makes sense if there's like more than two years in it, you know.
I feel like you could definitely get a camper van as well on like advert. Remember, everyone went like through a phase of buying them, and now it's like, actually, never mind.
Yeah, it's like the horse box coffee thing.
Some of the real people, not some of the fakes. I'm only messing. I'm not here to hate on people who drive camper vans, whatever. Do whatever you want.
Yeah. And then like, there's this whole thing. Like, my brother emigrated and my other brother did it for a while. My sister is talking about doing it. But it's just not in me. Like, I just can't. Like, when I was in Dublin and would get bad news, I was like, oh my God, get me down that M50 as quick as possible. So I can't imagine how difficult it is for people who are abroad. And like, obviously, like, you have all the perks, but it's not like you give up a lot as well. And like, you're like, it's not all sunshine and roses.
The pandemic as well, it made me feel even more guilty about living not in Cork, you know what I mean? Mm. With regards to my family, a part of me is like, I wonder if that, again, had not happened, if butts, candies and nuts and all that jazz, I wonder, would I be like way more itching to go now, or had been way more itching to go, you know, that way?
You had a taste of what it's like to not be able to see them down there.
Yeah, and I found
COVID.
It so hard.
Yeah.
I found it so... Now, there's an element of like obviously that's not a comparable situation to emigrating either, because it's like... we had literally nothing to do, you know what I mean? Like, you're immigrating under the right circumstances, you're doing something, you're keeping yourself busy, whatever, but like, I don't know.
Mm.
We could definitely do part two on this. I'd love like funny farm work stories.
Yeah.
Guys, I know you have more stories on this.
Fionnuala has been disappointed with the haul we got on this one.
Let's start digging deep, okay? I'd like to do part two and we can maybe get someone on.
What should have gotten on?
Fucking Rosemary McCabe. She literally uprooted her life and moved to America.
Yeah, and it worked out really well for her.
Yeah. She's living her best life.
We should have got her on.
Shout out Rosemary.
Her new pod is great. Meet Cute.
I actually haven't listened yet. I have her book, which I also have not read yet, but go get it. This is not about you.
Yeah, it sounds great. And her first episode with Sophie White.
I'll give it to you when I finish it.
Who talks about like meeting Seb and like the boys she dated before Seb and stuff. And they're just very funny girls.
Yeah, I love the cover art of it. It's very cute. That's a mini bandwagon for this week.
Yeah.
Meet Cute, Rosemary McCabe.
When the pressure's not on, I have loads of mini bandwagons.
That's
Did you watch The Deepest Breath?
No, not yet.
So lots of people wrote to me and said that it was created by an Irish woman,
yes,
like in her 30s. Like,
amazing.
What a talent. So good. What are you watching on the telly at the minute?
I'm actually not watching
on
anything.
The tube.
We rewatched The Bear because Kane hadn't finished it. And I think I might start the Real Housewives of New York reboot.
Reboot?
Because I've heard they've recast it.
Okay.
All together. So they're doing like a girls trip with some of the OG New York girls. So like Ramona and fucking Luan. Kelly Benjamin and all this. No, Luan. Where is Luan?
She's doing Crappy Lake.
She's doing Crappy Lake with Tanya. I think she might be doing Girls Trip as well. Anyway, I can't remember. Don't write in and correct me if I'm wrong. I don't care that much. If anyone cares that much, they can Google it. But haven't really had time.
You need to get on the Below Deck buzz.
Yeah, I feel like I lose my mind though. Why? I'm really kind of got, I don't want to say I've gone off reality TV, but like I just feel like I'm not.
You've seen one, you've seen them all.
I feel like I'm not as into it. And it's like after Love Island this year, I'm like, fuck you. I'm so angry for investing any amount of time in this series. Like, the two that won, I know you didn't watch this year, but the two that won, your man hates her, like, is not attracted to her, has said it expressly throughout the entire series. And because it got to the end, he was like, we need to be in a couple, essentially. Like, and they won. And they won because, like, Britain's racist. Sorry, let's call a spade a spade. Nobody wanted to vote Whitney. Like, rude. Wow. And they should have because she was in a legit couple and she was funny. That's my Love Island rant. Sorry, I'm done now, but...
Has it put you off future series?
I should, and I should say yes, but the honest answer is no, because it was, like, a bit of a mad series.
Yeah.
But I am really fucking annoyed at the result. No, it actually kind of has put me off because I'm like, I didn't watch as, like... in-depthly this year, and I'm like, imagine I had, and that was the result.
Yeah, there's no payoff.
I was like, I can't do that next year again. It's so fucking irritating. Like, I don't know. If anyone has any recommendations, let me know. Yeah. I'm still watching Fleabag. I love Fleabag.
Yeah, so good.
So good.
I must rewatch it. What's it on?
Oh, I'm watching.
Oh, never mind.
I'm watching Illegally. Somewhere. Yeah. No, yeah. Just stop, breathe, please.
Illegally.
Anyway,
The Crowded Room I've heard is good but very dark.
Okay,
intense.
I'm not sure if I'm in the headspace.
Tom Holland and
oh, he plays that
Amanda
like
Seyfried.
Yeah,
is it?
Yeah.
I'm watching Below Deck Australia.
Okay. Oh,
there's a new 90 Day series out. I don't know what is it before the 90 Days or something.
Okay.
That's all. If you have any recommendations for stuff you think I'd like, that's either Below Deck or 90 Day related. Hit me up. I will not watch Below Deck Adventure Yacht. Get fucked.
Why?
Adventure or Sailing Yacht. Just seem boring. The captain has to be good for the season to be good. And the captains were boring.
Okay. Interesting. If anyone has any dramas or dramedies they would like to recommend to me, let me know. That's it from us. As I said, we are over on Patreon if you want video podcasts, two extra podcasts a month. Mm-hmm. You get to decide episodes, there's polls, all that jazz. And you can also subscribe in your Apple Podcast feed where you will just get the bonus audio episodes every month if you want that. Mm-hmm. We are back next week on Patreon and Apple Podcasts with the bonus episode, which we don't know what we're going to talk about yet, but surely a celebrity will do something or there'll be something to talk about at that point.
Definitely.
There always is.
Wish Fionnuala happy birthday. When this comes out, it will have been yesterday.
Yes.
So
happy birthday to me in the past.
Send her a direct DM and say happy birthday. Every single one of you.
We're at Bandwagons Podcast. Ever on social media. Bandwagonspodcast@gmail.com. If you want to get in touch about anything, if you have more stories.
If you have a funny story that we haven't asked for yet, but you just think it's funny, send it to us. Maybe we'll build an episode around it.
Yeah. Because that's what we did around.
We like a laugh.
Some of them. We never came back around Rational Enemies. I nearly ate the microphone there. We should do that at some point, Rational Enemies. So
yeah.
Because we did get some funny responses to that. Anyway.
Or if you've like got renting or anything we've done in the past, horror stories.
Yeah, we'll just start
building them up and let's go again.
Yeah, we do need to do another renting story.
The dates.
The people want it. Everyone loves the renting stories.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all. I've been Fionnuala. She's been Breed.
Have a lovely week.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Guys, how are you? It's Fionnuala from the future. I hope you're well. I'm coming to you from the future because as part of the immigration topic for end of the pod, Emma actually got in touch about a really good resource for people who've immigrated, people who had immigrated and are just recently home. Welcome back. But I forgot to mention it on the actual pod, so just wanted to point you in the direction of this. If you go to www.migrantproject.ie/returning-to-Ireland/ you can get 6 free counselling sessions via HelpLink. You can access the service if you're Irish and abroad or you've recently returned home. And there's lots of other resources as well for people returning to Ireland having been away. And it was something that I was not familiar with, and I would imagine it's obviously such a huge life change, as myself and Bray talked about. So it's always helpful to talk to someone, but especially in a situation like that. So that's all. Hope you're all well, and we will see you again very soon. Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.